From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Belgium emerges with police officers standing guard, schools, and about half of Brussels' commuter rail system reopened Wednesday. It had been locked down after the Paris terrorist attacks last week. French lawmakers, meanwhile, have decided to continue airstrikes in Syria against the Islamic State group. And German Chancellor Angela Merkel said Wednesday her country would do more in the fight against IS. U.S. President Barack Obama is telling Americans that he knows of no specific or credible intelligence indicating an attack on America over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend.
We continue to do everything possible to prevent attacks at home and abroad and to prevent foreign terrorist fighters from entering the United States or other nations.
The president spoke after meeting with his national security team. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday, Turkey's downing of a Russian warplane, in his words, looks like a planned provocation. But he said Russia is not going to war with Turkey. Meanwhile, the Russian military announced it will send an advanced S-400 missile system to Syria's Latakia province, which borders Turkey. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said Wednesday that the downing of the warplane will not mean going to war with Turkey. Pope Francis has arrived in Kenya at the start of a tour of Africa. Besides Kenya, the pontiff also plans stops in Uganda and the Central African Republic. The U.S. defense official, a U.S. defense official, says the Pentagon is monitoring reports that a convoy of humanitarian vehicles was hit by an airstrike Wednesday in Azaz, Syria. The Observatory for Human Rights says the planes may have been Russian. This is VOA News. A U.S. military investigation concluded Wednesday that American and Afghan forces misidentified a target in Kunduz, Afghanistan last month. That mistake resulted in a serial attack, an aerial attack, I should say, on a hospital that killed at least 31 people, mostly doctors and patients. The report said the crew of a U.S. plane had intended to hit a compound believed to have been seized by Taliban fighters in the city. But based on a physical description of the target provided by Afghan forces, the crew instead fired at a hospital operated by Doctors Without Borders. Christopher Stokes is the general director of the charity.
It's important to note that we haven't yet received the report. We've got the same information that the public has or the journalists have. So we're still calling for an independent investigation. We believe it has more credibility and more weight if the people who were responsible for the attack and responsible for the mistakes don't investigate themselves.
Christopher Stokes. The World Meteorological Organization says average global temperatures in 2015 are likely to be the hottest ever recorded. It says the effects of climate change have led to global temperature increases of 1 degree Celsius above the pre-industrial era. Michel Giraud is the head of the WMO.
2015 will be the warmest year on record since we have record.
That report comes just a week before world leaders meet in Paris for the 2015 United Nations Climate Change Conference. Ukraine has closed its airspace to all Russian planes and has stopped buying Russian natural gas after exporter Gazprom announced it would halt deliveries to the country. Ukrainian Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk said at a cabinet meeting Wednesday that the government decided to ban all Russian flights from crossing Ukraine's airspace, quoting now, as an issue of the national security, as well as a response to Russia's aggressive actions, end of quote. The Islamic State group has claimed responsibility for Tuesday's bombing of a bus carrying members of Tunisia's elite presidential guard. In a statement posted on social media Wednesday, the Islamic State group named the militant that carried out the attack. That bus was traveling in the center of the capital, Tunis, and at least 12 people were killed in the incident. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is warning that ongoing violence in Israel and the West Bank could spin out of control. He made the statement after a trip to the region where he met with the leaders of Israel and the Palestinians. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.